USA Radio News.
I'm Rich Johnson. Encouraging words from President Biden today following the latest numbers on inflation.
Make no mistake, prices are still too high. We have a lot more work to do, but things are getting better, headed in the right direction.
The president spoke after release of the new consumer price index, which rose by 7.1% for the year ending in November. That's down from 7.7% for the year ending in October. Sears Hometown, the franchise-owned spinoff of Sears, is filing for Chapter 11 bankruptcy protection. There are only about 100 of those smaller stores left. That's down from 700 3 years ago. On Capitol Hill, they're trying to come up with a federal spending bill by Friday. And the choice for the moment, the short-term bill funding the government for a week or a full-year bill. On the Senate floor, Democratic leader Chuck Schumer repeated what he wants.
I remain hopeful because despite disagreements about the ultimate package, there's little disagreement that an omnibus is by far the best solution for funding the government.
The current continuing resolution expires on Friday. It's a big, big deal. The announcement that a fusion energy reactor has been able to produce more energy than is required to start the reaction. Scientists say that is the first step toward what could one day be a source of limitless, clean energy. You may not have limitless patience, but that patience could be tested thanks to a severe winter storm that continues to march across the continental U.S. More than 15 million of us are under some sort of winter weather advisory today. It is now day 8 for the Los Angeles jury in the second sexual assault trial of former movie mogul Harvey Weinstein. Already convicted in New York, Weinstein was tried in L.A. for allegedly using his influence to lure women into private meetings and then assault them. This is USA Radio News.
Paid for by government.com.
Did you hear? A recent stash of $10 gold Liberty coins from the 1800s has been found. These gorgeous gold coins are as bright and shiny as the day they were struck in the late 1800s, and less than 50 of these gold coins are available. Coin experts are calling this gold find an incredible opportunity. Call 1-888-201-7060, and you are guaranteed a $10 gold Liberty coin minted by the U.S. Mint in the 1800s. But with extremely limited availability, you must call now. These gold Liberty coins from the 1800s are still in uncirculated condition. That is history you can hold in your hand. To learn more, call 1-888-201-7060. Call now and you'll receive a free American Coin Collector's Bonus Package, a $40 value, free with every order. Call 1-888-201-7060 now to secure your $10 gold Liberty coins dated from the 1800s before they sell out. That's 1-888-201-7060.
It's a doubly bad day for Sam Bankman-Fried, founder of the now-collapsed crypto firm FTX. He's facing criminal charges in New York and a civil complaint from the SEC for allegedly defrauding investors. United Airlines is going all in on two of Boeing's aircraft that have been troubled in recent years, the 737 MAX and 787 Dreamliner. United's ordering 200 of the planes. CEO John Kirby tells CNN they're convinced the worst is over for Boeing.
You know, I'm close to it and I know the work that they've done to really strengthen their process, really focus on quality control. And I think they're coming through this stronger than they were before.
United's order of 100 Dreamliners is the largest wide-body jet order of any U.S. airline. University of Texas men's basketball coach Chris Beard has been suspended without pay after his arrest on felony family violence early yesterday in Austin. Police report a woman who says she's Beard's fiancée told officers Beard choked, bit, and hit her during an argument. Beard told police he has audio recordings of the argument that show he was not the primary aggressor. And Mississippi State head football coach Mike Leach has died. Leach was hospitalized Sunday after falling ill with heart troubles, something that had plagued him for years. Before coming to Starkville 3 years ago, Leach made a name with his air raid offenses at Texas Tech and Washington State. Mike Leach was 61. I'm Richard Johnson, USA Radio News.
My heart was racing just making spaghetti. I could have waited to tell my doctor, but I didn't wait.
I was short of breath just reading a book. I could have delayed telling my doctor, but I didn't wait.
They told their doctors and found out they have atrial fibrillation, a condition which makes it about 5 times more likely to have a stroke. If you have one or more of these symptoms, irregular heartbeat, heart racing, chest pain, shortness of breath, fatigue, or lightheadedness, this is no time to wait. Contact your doctor.
Brought to you by Bristol-Myers Squibb and Pfizer.